camp in the college here, that you'd have seen the young men and women who showed you around this morning, and you can see how enthusiastic they are, how lively they are, how bright they are, and how happy they are. And they're not picked because of that. They're picked kind of randomly, or more often than not, they volunteer to help. Isn't that right? They weren't kind of press ganged into it. But we have wonderful students, and I'd say from my point of view, the emotion that you feel most around the place is probably pride. I mean, whether you're watching students playing on the fields, or whether you're at a music recital, or whether you're watching them in a craft, or whether you're watching them in an academic seminar. And even yesterday, Fionnuala and myself were at a conference in the Midlands, and one of our graduates, one of our staff members, was delivering the keynote, and you really feel that your colleagues are really at the cutting edge of research and education in the humanities and where things are. Now, that doesn't happen by accident. I think that St. Pat's is I would say this, of course, but St. Pat's is a special place. And for 150 years, we've been kind of leading the field and been the home of education in Ireland. It's a great place to study. The points requirements are obviously high. It's difficult to get in, but I admire your ambition. And I look forward to welcoming you here next year. And I can promise you, from our point of view, in both education and in humanities, that we will do everything to deliver on that trust. If you invest in us, you know, we will repay, as I say, repay that trust. It's a wonderful place, and we're working to make it better. You will see the buildings at the front. This new building here will be a new library out the windows there. It'll open right on the street. It's designed by the architects that designed the Parliament building in Edinburgh. And the building at the back will be a new classroom facilities, large lecture theatres, and there'll be a new gym as well. And all of that will be completed, hopefully, by the start. Dennis is hoping there by the start of the next academic year. As I say, Pat's is a special place, and if you don't believe me, there's a gentleman on the corridor there who just came back when he saw the open day was on to visit the place. He graduated from here in 1948, imagine 1948, and he's just back to see how much the place has changed. But there is that kind of loyalty, and I can guarantee you that when you start here in September 12 months, that you'll make friends that will carry you through your life. So we work hard to do what we do here, and we're delighted to welcome you here today and to see what we have to offer. So I'd like to begin maybe by introducing my colleague, Fionnuala. And we'll be around for the rest of the day. If you don't get a chance to ask the questions here, ask the students, and the students downstairs, they're our best